Scripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
My name's Niamh O'Connor, and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You may have seen me knocking around TikTok and Instagram, but if you don't know me, this podcast is the best way to get to know anything and everything there is to know about me. When I was thinking of an idea for my podcast, I wanted it to be something really authentic. I wanted it to be something that reflected me, and I thought Unscripted was just that. I think everybody knows that's one thing that I definitely am. We all know I've had my fair shares of ups and downs, so whether it's love life or just a daily dilemma, I'm going to be here to help. I've probably gone through it. Each week, I'll be covering a new topic and asking you guys to send in your dilemmas for me to answer right here in the studio. There'll be new episodes available every Wednesday on the Go Loud app or wherever you guys get your podcasts. On this week's episode of Unscripted, we talked about the Dublin Marathon. We talked about tuna again, week three in a row. We spoke about the Irish women's team Euro qualifier because I went and I gave my opinion on the whole Bonnie Blue situation. Our topic this week was icks. That was extremely chaotic and pretty much figured out that I am the ick. Then we went on to do our usual truth or tattle and our dilemmas, which were very juicy. Hello, guys, and welcome back to episode 9 of Unscripted. Guys, every single week I'm like confused on how I start the podcast, and every single week, literally without fail. Anyways, to start off this week, we have some feedback. This feedback, literally, Lauren was in the middle of talking to me and I was like glancing at the feedback out of the corner of my eye, and I seen it and I was like, oh, it's the sweetest feedback ever, and it's literally made my whole day. So it is. I listen every week and I love it. I was really struggling at the Dublin Marathon and stuck on Niamh's latest episode, which lasted an hour, and it got me over the finish line. Thank you so much, Niamh. You helped me get my personal best and my finisher's medal. I'm in the 35 plus female group, but you still inspired me. Keep going, girl. Love ya. Guys, honest to God, that is the sweetest feedback. I absolutely, do you know, it's so surreal to think that somebody who's running the Dublin Marathon was listening to my podcast. Like, that is so, so, so surreal. And well done on running the marathon. Do you know, I was actually watching a load of TikToks the other day of people running the Dublin Marathon, and I have so much respect for anybody that can do it, because let me tell you, if I walk up the stairs, I'm out of breath. If I walk up the stairs, it's as if I'm after running a marathon. It could not be me. I think it's even more so than the like physical strain of it. It's so much mentally as well, like the toll mentally, and how strong mentally you would have to be able to do a marathon is absolutely incredible. So well done. I'm super proud of anybody who ran the marathon, whether you finished, whether you didn't, whatever it might be. Well done. And thank you so much to that listener for that feedback. Honestly, it completely made my day. And speaking of feedback, we have another piece of feedback, and it's about tuna. I swear to God, lads, yous are going to send me splats. I know I asked you to write in about the tuna, but this is three episodes now. Three episodes where we've been speaking about tuna, and I hate it. It literally makes my skin crawl. Anyways, this is from Mary. Mary with the tuna feedback. So, tuna lover here. I hated the idea of it since forever. I couldn't get over the smell, the taste, the texture. I only tried it once because of the protein when I started the gym. Now I'm absolutely obsessed. Tuna with mayo, red onion, salt, butter and garlic salt in a toasty is just chef's kiss. Once you don't think about it from the can and just make the toasty, it's genuinely such a comfort meal. Ha 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 ha. Right, Mary, I don't know about you, but for me, a comfort meal is like chocolate. Not fucking tuna. Oh my God. No, no amount of your feedback can convince me to ever put tuna in my mouth, girls. Do you know what? Actually, I'm going to make an agreement now. Lauren, I'm making an agreement on this pod. If we get to 100 episodes, I will try tuna on the podcast.
I'm holding you to that.
On episode 100, I will eat tuna. Okay, that's a deal. So guys, you have to keep listening to make sure that we get to episode 100.
You have to keep her accountable.
Yeah, yeah. And I will. I promise you, I will. But girls, I've been thinking about this, right? Just on the topic of tuna, fucking third week in a row that we're talking about tuna. Mary, thank you, by the way, for the feedback. I'm just utterly disturbed by it. But I was thinking about the topic of tuna and someone commented and it jigged my brain. This is why I hate tuna so much. So someone commented and said they used to work in a deli and they had to drain the tuna. And I remembered, bingo, I used to work in a deli. So we'd get the tuna in these massive big tins. Like I'm talking bigger than my head, huge big tins. And it would be full of brine. It would be tuna in brine. And we would have to first drain the tuna, but then you would need to squeeze the brine out of the tuna before it got mixed with mayonnaise to make tuna mayo. So I think that's where my disgust for tuna comes from. Like I literally had to squeeze the brine out of the tuna. No, absolutely. How did I even do that considering I hate it so much? But that's why I'm saying that's why I think my hatred has come from that. Anyway, moving on from tuna. Let's leave the tuna in the past now, girls, okay? Me and Brandon went to the Euro qualifier last night, the women's match, and there was like 9,000 people there. It's so good to see so many people have an interest now in women's football and women's football growing. And honestly, right, can I just say something? This is probably going to anger like some of the boys. I think it's a way nicer environment than men's football. Like men's football can be so aggressive. Like, you know, the fans can be very aggressive. There's like really inappropriate chants. I enjoy football. Like I love going to see United play with my dad and my brothers and I enjoy it. But for like kids, it's definitely like not the best atmosphere. The women's football is so lovely. It's so, so lovely. And I don't know if this is the norm, right? Because that was the first women's football match that I've ever been at. And I've never been at a men's Ireland match. So maybe some of you guys, maybe even Lauren, you might be able to tell me. Is it normal that like, say last night, the Georgia fans and the Ireland fans were all sitting together? Like there was no separation of the fans.
I don't think that is normal.
Yeah.
I think normally, well, definitely I've been to a few United matches. I know that they do have...
the away end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that for the United, but have you ever been at an Ireland men's match?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, have I? Oh, no, I have. I actually have.
And yeah. Do they separate the fans in the Ireland matches for the men?
I don't really know.
Yeah, I was wondering, guys, maybe if any of you know, you can let me know. But I was wondering, is that because it's such, like, guys, it's honestly such a nice environment. And it was lovely as well. There were so many kids there and they were all chanting. They love Katie McCabe. I love Katie McCabe. I literally rang Alex last night and was like, Katie McCabe is my girl crush. My eyes were like following her around the pitch as she was kicking the ball. Girls, is there anybody that doesn't like fancy Katie McCabe? Is there any girl that doesn't have Katie McCabe as their girl crush? Like genuinely, every single girl that I know, she is their girl crush. And I was kind of like, I see edits of her all the time on TikTok. But then last night when I seen her, I was like, ooh, she is my girl crush. And I was at the match last night ringing Alex being like, okay, Katie McCabe's my girl crush.
Maybe they're not separated just because English football is so chaotic.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I mean. Is it because the environment is so nice? Because honestly, I'm not joking. It was such a nice environment. Like even the Georgia fans and the Ireland fans were sitting together, having a laugh together. In front of us, there was girls probably about my age. And one of them was a Georgia fan and two of them were Ireland fans. And they were sitting having a laugh. And then the Georgia fan got up to go or something. I don't know. She went somewhere. And the girls were like, have fun losing. But it was like really like lighthearted. It was lighthearted banter. There was none of this like, the ref's a dickhead. You know what I mean? Like there was none of that. None of it. It was just a nice environment. And I think that's really nice to see in football because I love football, but it can be so intimidating. The women's football, there was absolutely none of that. No screaming. Like there, obviously people were screaming ref and pass the ball or whatever. But there was no like hooliganism. There was none of that. And it was really nice environment. And I'm so happy. There was like 9,000 people there. And I'm I love seeing more people attend women's football, and I'm actually going to hold myself accountable and make more of an effort to go and attend women's football matches, because honestly, I enjoyed it more than I'd enjoy watching the men play. And I think some of the women would put it up to some of the men. That's all I'm going to say. Guys, this week I have got so many DMs, and I made a little video on TikTok, but I just said, right, for anybody that mightn't have seen my video on TikTok, I'd talk about it a little bit on the pod. So I've got so many DMs about, Niamh, what's your opinion on Bonnie Blue? I swear to God, I'd say about 100 DMs I've gotten. And it's obviously because, right, for anybody that's new here, I am an ex-Spicy Link girly. I'm an ex-OF girl. So I think people are interested in my perspective as somebody that maybe used to do OF and doesn't do it anymore. And I'm going to say, similar to what I said on TikTok, right? One of the things that upsets me the most about people like Bonnie Blue, obviously, it's extremely harmful rhetoric that she's spreading. Like, saying that it's okay for a man to cheat on you if you're not satisfying him is beyond disturbing. Like, absolutely disturbing and shocking. And the fact that there's girls watching that maybe will take that in and accept being cheated on, or think that they have to be, you know, sexually pleasing their man constantly, even when they don't want to, is really, really worrying. But more so than that, that's obviously really disgusting. And all of it is very weird. But it also makes me really sad to see the amount of abuse now being thrown at girls who do OnlyFans in general because of this woman. Like, people like her are so incredibly selfish, because it's not just yourself that you're affecting, yeah? There's a whole industry of girls here who have fought to just be treated like human beings, yeah? And not be treated like dirt. And you have just set them back. You've set them back 10 years with your behavior, because every video on the For You page is, it's not just targeting Bonnie Blue, it's targeting girls that work in the sex industry in general. And I don't think there's any good that comes from targeting everybody. We can call one person out for their absolutely shitty behaviors, while also realizing that the reason that we are so shocked and appalled by her is because 99% of girls don't behave that way and don't spread that rhetoric and don't speak the way or act the way that she does. You know what I mean? So, and I said that on TikTok. I think that's one of the things that hurts me the most, because obviously I used to do OF and I have a lot of friends still in the industry, and I know none of my friends would think it's appropriate. I know none of them would think it's acceptable, and I know none of them would act that way. So to see videos of people basically dogging them and behaving as though they're like her is sad. It's sad to see. And look, I know the industry is controversial. Not everyone agrees with the industry. And do you know what? As I've said 100 times before, since I've quit, I definitely have a completely different outlook now than I did. But at the same time, these girls are owed like common respect and decency, as long as they're not doing what Bonnie Blue is doing. So yeah, that's the lowdown. I don't know if I'm wording myself as good as I want to, and I want to make it so clear, her actions are despicable. Like, the stuff that's coming out of her mouth is despicable. The rhetoric that she is spreading is horrific, and honestly, she's going to end up with a charge sheet. That's the God's honest truth if she continues, because it's just all so weird. I don't know how much I can say on a podcast, but it's, you know what I'm on about. It's so weird. It's so bizarre. But yeah, it just makes me really, I don't know, I think sad to think that there's so many girls now facing the backlash for her that are just trying to do their job and get on with their day and aren't spreading that rhetoric and aren't, you know, maybe you don't necessarily agree with what they do, but like, they're not harming anyone. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. Guys, I was having a conversation, right? And I just I have to bring up this conversation on the podcast, because I need to ask you guys, like, does this happen to you? So me, Dylan and Daniel were on the phone the other day, and somehow it came up, intrusive thoughts came up, okay? And we started talking about intrusive thoughts that we have, right? Because basically last week I was hanging out of a window for some reason. I'm not sure why. Don't ask me. Oh, I think I was having a smoke, right? I think I was having a smoke out of a window. And it was on a second floor. So I was like, oh my God, like imagine I just fell out this window. Like that just came into my head. And I was telling Dylan and Daniel and they were like, oh my God, no, that happens to me as well. But I remembered, right? I used to be working for Ryanair and I used to have to walk down to the bus at like 3 a.m. in the morning. And I'd be walking down to the bus and I'd be like, oh, imagine I just threw myself out in front of that car. Like, obviously, I'd never do it, but like these thoughts were coming into my head. And apparently, that's like a whole thing. Also, right, this is like so TMI, but have you ever heard on the Cancelled podcast? This is where we were talking about this as well, right? So, you know, when Brooke talks on the Cancelled podcast about how sometimes when she's like flicking the bean or whatever, right, that she thinks about her dead relatives, right? We started talking about that. And that happens to me all the time. Like in the middle of like the deed, I'll start thinking, oh my God, is my nanny watching me? Like, is that an intrusive thought? Like, what is that actually? Is that normal or am I crazy? That's what I want to know. And should I be thinking, like, any time that I'm on a bridge, on a tall building, I'm like, oh, imagine I just fell off. Imagine I just, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's normal behavior or if there's something like deeply wrong with me. But yeah. Also, actually, Alex's mom texted me just before I came in to record today, right? Nobody wants to let this tuna drop. I just want to fucking forget this tuna. She texted me and she said, hi, Niamh, just having a tuna melt here. Is that melt in your head? Oh, God. Right, guys, that's enough about it. I swear to God, number one, that's the longest intro that we've ever done, I think. Also, enough about tuna. It's such an ick. And speaking of icks, this week's topic is icks. I think this is my biggest ick ever in life, ever. Bad breath. I feel like that's kind of like, that's not very unique though. Like, I feel like everybody is icked from bad breath. But you know, when you're talking to someone and you can smell their breath and you're like trying to not make it obvious, that is the biggest ick to me. I feel like bad breath. And do you know what? I'm a hypocrite as well, because I'd look at people's teeth all the time. And you know, like not if they have crooked teeth, right? Because I had crooked as fuck teeth. But if they had like dirty teeth, that's such a fucking ick to me. Ew, 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 ew. But I say that while like my teeth are halfway out my mouth. Like literally I'm in Ireland and my teeth are in China. So I have some fucking nerve to say teeth are an ick.
So I've Googled some of the top icks. I found it in an article. So these are some of the, apparently the biggest icks to turn men off women and to turn women off men. So the first one is mirror selfies.
I don't know. Like, I feel like no one takes mirror selfies. What's going on with that, actually? I feel like no one takes mirror selfies anymore in 2024. But like, I don't think I would particularly be icked if a man took a mirror selfie. Well, actually, no. No, my boyfriend always takes mirror selfies. No, don't worry, Alex. You're not an ick.
I think it depends on the man.
Like, yeah.
It's one of those things, you know, like, you know Alex does it, so you're like, yeah, it's grand.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, say you were to, obviously, if Alex wasn't in the picture, but if you were to, like, meet a bloke and the first thing you see is that he takes mirror selfies, I don't know, would that be an ick?
No, I don't think so. See, icks is a hard topic for me, guys, because I actually feel like I don't have that many icks. And the icks that I do have, like, one of my biggest icks, okay? I feel like I'm going to get cancelled for saying this, but one of my biggest icks is Ga players. And I'm, like, so proud to be Irish, like, really patriotic, right? But not because of the Ga, right? Let me get this clear, right? Not actual, like, I don't... Lads that play county, yous aren't an ick. That's not what I mean. But I find that, say in school, this is a better way to word it. In school, the biggest arsehole lads were always the Ga players. Like the ones that were like the most misogynist. And I got bullied by a group of boys in school and they all played Ga. So I think that's like done something to my brain that now I like immediately when I see, and I don't mean like Ga players that like play county and are like doing something for Ireland. That's not what I mean. I mean like, you know, the little school Ga players, because I feel like, I don't know, they've always been so mean to me. They've always been so mean to me. So, but, and saying that, I always went out with Ga players in school. So is it really an ick or is it a fear? It's probably more a fear. I'm probably more afraid of Ga players than an ick.
There goes our chances of having Paul Mescal on the podcast.
No, I feel like I'm going to get cancelled. People are going to be like, Niamh O'Connor disrespects Ga players. Ex-OnlyFans girl thinks that she's better than Ga players. That's literally, I can see the fucking headlines. That's not what I mean, guys. But I got bullied by Ga players in school. So it's probably not an ick. It's probably a fear. I'm probably afraid of them.
It's last week's topic, Niamh.
Oh, yeah. For God's sake. I'm a week behind.
Another one here is that they always have to top any story you tell. And I think I, you know, you have that friend. That,
11 a reef.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You went to 10 a reef. They went to 11 a reef.
Yeah. Do you know what though? I feel like because, so this, see, tangent, for God's sake, but that is such an ick. But also I feel like maybe sometimes I do that by accident because I'm autistic. And one of the things about being autistic is that you're constantly trying to relate to someone. So like someone could tell me something and I could like bring it back to a way that I can relate to it, and then I can say it, and then it's only afterwards I think, oh my God, I hope they don't think like I'm trying to make everything about me. It's just a weird, I can't even explain it, guys. But yeah, another ick we have here from the listeners. See, this is why icks is so hard for me. One of them is putting on a baby voice. Oh my God, I can't say that's an ick for me. If anybody heard how me and my boyfriend talk to each other. I think for me, right, because I had like a fucked up childhood, I like revert. Like sometimes I can speak in a baby voice and it's like trauma. Does that make sense? And I actually get comfort if somebody speaks in a baby voice to me and I speak to them in a baby voice. It's like weird. So like I can't even say that's an ick. Guys, what is my, this episode is actually going to be discovering my icks. Oh, breathing heavy, that's an ick. And do you know what else? I put this up on my TikTok the other day. Taking, you know, right, I don't know, this is definitely neurodivergency as well, but the other day we were out for food, and this happens every fucking week. Me and Alex go for a carvery on a Sunday. He orders a pint, right as I'm fucking finished and want to leave, he orders another pint. So I'm after planning in my head that I'm going to leave, and he orders another pint and I have to sit there and wait for him. That is the biggest fucking ick. Ick, 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 ick. I hate that.
This one gets me because, okay, I totally agree with this one. Clapping when an airplane lands. Oh my God.
I do that. I do that. I am the ick. Yeah. I'm the ick.
Out you go, Niamh.
I do that. I clap. I do it, guys. And I used to be cabin crew, so that like should be an ick for me. Guys, I think I'm an emotionless void with no feelings, because honestly, like I'm going to read out some of you guys' icks, right? Honest to God, I feel emotionless towards them. So I actually think I'm a psychopath, right? Doing football chants when watching a match from the couch at home.
Oh, I totally get that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
That wouldn't bother me.
Like, go away. Something my dad does. I don't want my boyfriend doing stuff that my dad does.
To be honest, I would just think get a life to that. Like, get a fucking life, you know? Let's see. People who flick their hair all the time and loud chewers. Loud chewers, yes. And I used to be going out with a guy that had like a fear of the sound of chewing. Like, I mean, if I would chew near him, he'd be like covered. Why? I keep forgetting that word.
Niamh does this every week. She does something to the camera and you guys cannot see.
Guys, I am the ick.
No wonder they're all looking for a full video podcast.
No, he'd like cover his ears and like it was like he was petrified of the sound of chewing. And I found out that that's actually a fear. Let me look it up, actually. Let me look it up, because that's a genuine fear, the sound of chewing. Hold on. Sound of chewing fear. Misophonia. That's like an actual fear.
I wonder if there's a name for a fear of tuna.
Oh my God, I have one. Okay. Oh yeah, look up fear of tuna.
How have we ended up back on fears again? And tuna. Okay, so there actually is. It's called, oh my God, what are the odds? It's called ichthyophobia.
Ichthyophobia, guys. I have it. You heard it here first.
It's an extreme, overwhelming and irrational fear of fish that are both dead and alive.
But see, I don't have a fear of prawns. I love prawns.
I suppose they would be a crustacean, maybe? Are they fish?
I have one here. People being rude to waiters, staff, or anyone in the hospitality industry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And do you know what else? You know when people don't fucking, you know, at a restaurant, when they get up and leave without A, putting their rubbish in the bin, or B, if you're at a restaurant, put all your plates on one and your forks and everything. Don't like sit and watch the waitress struggle to pick everything up. Make her job easier. That's such an... No, also not tipping. Not tipping is a huge ick for me. A huge, huge, huge ick. Like, I've actually given out to people before for not tipping because I think it's the height of rudeness. I know it's not normal in Ireland to tip, but even a euro or two, and not in every circumstance, but you know, like if you're out for a meal and you have a really good waitress that like really looks after your table, like I just think it's nice and common decency to tip because they get paid shit, like. So that's a major ick for me. A major ick. I think that comes into like being tight with money. That's such an ick for me. Like, I don't want to be around anyone who's tight with money because I am the opposite of tight with money. I have no self-control. No ability, like money burns a hole in my pocket. Like, I have to spend everything all the time. So I think because of that, and because I know I can be really generous, like I can be generous to people around me. So I don't expect people to be tight towards me. Does that make sense?
I was a devil for not tipping when we lived in the flats, because if they didn't walk up the stairs and I had to walk down them, I was like, fuck that, I'm not tipping it.
Guys, I'm so bad with Uber Eats, so I always order priority delivery and then I do a tip as well. But the priority delivery, I'm pretty sure that actually is a tip. I've heard that the riders keep the priority delivery charge. So that's like essentially a tip, but I tip on top of that. Every single time I order Uber Eats, I tip. It's just second nature at this point. So that's an ick. Lauren, you're an ick for that. You are an ick for that.
Only because they wouldn't walk up the stairs. I think that's a fair comment. Like, bring it to my door. I'm paying full delivery.
I want it now.
And if they did come to the door, I might add, I would give them a tip, like 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like when I used to live in an apartment, I was on the 6th floor in that apartment and the lift was always broke. So actually, I'm with you on that. It's so annoying when they don't. Well, they couldn't because I was in an apartment building, but walking down the stairs is really, really annoying. Guys, I was just, my cousin just rang me while we were recording and I asked her, what is your icks? Like, we're doing an episode on icks and you want to know what she said? Like, seriously, this what I don't get some people. She turned around and said her ick is men having a bath. Like, personal hygiene is her ick. And my uncle said that his ick is men getting their butthole waxed. So I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure why that would be his ick. But okay.
Thing?
Yeah. Well, he said some men do get their buttholes waxed.
Okay.
So maybe some of his friends are out getting their buttholes waxed. Who knows? He's going to kill me. My uncle's real cool, like, you know what I mean? So he'll kill me. And my auntie said her ick, because she noticed she started doing it, is when she's brushing her teeth, instead of moving the toothbrush, she moves her head.
Oh, no.
That is an ick, isn't it? That is an ick. I have one. I have one, guys. Men that do fit checks on TikTok. Oh, like, what are you doing? Like, see, when a girl does a fit check, you're cute. You're hot. A man, I'm like, bleh, bleh. Get away from me. No. And it's the way they do it. Like, some men, right, do fit checks and they're like mewing. They're doing that thing with their jaw, you know, where they're like, and they're trying to look really attractive. Like, no, you are such a freaking ick. I swear, that is probably one of my biggest icks. Like, whenever a man doing a fit check comes up on my For You page, I'm like, get the fuck. Not interested. No, thank you.
I have a really good one for you and I really hope you agree with it, because okay, it is like, this is a personal ick that I hadn't thought of until I saw it on the paper.
Right.
Electric scooters.
I love electric scooters.
Now, hang on. Let me just say, not in foreign countries, because right, I think in foreign countries, they're very, very efficient. Like, you know, if you're in Berlin or whatever and you're flying around on the scooters, they're so efficient. But in Ireland, it doesn't work that way. Every single fella on an electric scooter It's just a massive ick in Ireland, I think.
Yeah, because it's all the Canada Goose fellas that go around in electric scooters in Ireland. That's why. It's literally all the Moncler Canada Goose heads. That's why it's an ick in Ireland. But I love electric scooters. Like, I literally would love to get an electric scooter and zoom around Dublin. Imagine me coming into the podcast studio on my electric scooter. That'd be deadly. But I'd just be too afraid. Someone would run me over. We don't have good bike lanes here. But when we were in like Berlin and all, like we had so much fun going around on the electric scooters. I have a good one. I have a really good one. The monkey emoji with the monkey covering its eyes.
Oh no.
Yeah, isn't that such an ick?
That's actually one of the ones I had here from the listeners.
Is it?
It says using emojis in text. Now, I don't think emojis in general are an ick, but there are some emojis that are a massive ick.
The cool emoji is an ick. And yeah, that's an ick. And anybody who's listened to previous episodes know why that's an ick. And the monkey covering the eyes emoji. And you know, Alex uses that all the time to take the piss. Like he'll message into, so my family has a group chat on WhatsApp and Alex is in it. And he'll message into the family group chat using that like monkey over the eyes or hands over the monkey's eyes emojis. And literally all of us are like, ew, what are you doing? It's such an ick. I think it's because it's like, you know, like, ooh, I'm shy. Like that's the vibe that's given. And it's like, why are you using that?
I'm trying to think if there's an emoji that gives me the ick. Other than the obvious ones, like aubergine and all. Only when it's obviously used. Oh, the context men want you to use it.
I used to always be using them. Them emojis were my most used emojis when I did OnlyFans. The aubergine and the little squirt and water. See, this is why I'm literally the ick. Like, it's so hard for me to do an episode on icks because I'm the ick.
That's going to be the name of this episode.
Neve is the ick.
Am I the ick?
Am I? Yeah, that's actually a really good name.
Yeah.
Oh, one of my listeners said being stingy with money. So
yeah,
you guys feel me. Oh, a mommy's boy. And this is hypocritical because my boyfriend, right, I don't want to say he's a mommy's boy because he's not like, he's not spoilt or, well, he is. But, you know, he's not like a weird mommy's boy, but like he has a great relationship with his mom and I actually love it. And I have a great relationship with his mom. His mom is an absolute sweetheart, like genuinely. But here's an ick. Last night I was going to the match, right? And Alex was like wanting to put on, I got, you know, them little rolls that you put into the oven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got southern fried chicken steaks to make chicken fillet rolls, right? And Alex wanted to make one as I was leaving to go for the match. So I had to literally walk him through. This is how you preheat the oven. This is how you put the chicken in the air fryer. Okay. And then as I was leaving, because I was finishing up and doing a few bits, he had taken the roll out of the oven. But he had like completely, I mean, like this roll was decrepit. He had cut the roll in the weirdest, the whole thing was falling apart. I was looking at him going, oh my God. Oh my God. I know you never cooked for yourself ever in your whole life. So I suppose I wouldn't really call him a mommy's boy though, because Alex will, like he does a lot, like even, like I wouldn't have to tell him twice to like, not that I'd have to tell him, but he wouldn't like leave his like dirty jocks around and all, you know, the way I feel like that's real mommy's boy behavior. No. Here's a good one. I have a really good one. So Amy said, when they lower themselves into a bath and the willy just be floating, like, oh, please no. No. The mental image of this. No, I'm actually not okay.
I think Neve has the mental image of that like embedded in her.
No, I'm just imagining the willy floating in the water. Like, oh, my stomach hurts. That is the best one, hands down. No, imagine. All I'm picturing is the little todger floating in the water. Oh my God, that is so funny. That is so, do you know, it's actually, I'm amazed. I always say to Alex, like, is it not annoying? This is another tangent. But I always say, is it not annoying just having something like between your legs dangling all the time? Like, I don't understand. Do you know what, to me, I'm like, how do they go for runs? How does it not get in the way? Anyway, sorry, that's another tangent. Oh my God, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's the mental image of having to walk in and see your boyfriend like that.
Oh my God. Oh, I think a big ick in any boy or any girl is like controlling behavior. Like, you know, like a fella or a girl just being like, oh, I don't want you going there. I don't want you wearing this. But I think that's even more than an ick. Like, that's literally like low key abusive. So, like, things like that are obviously an ick. You know what I mean? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Guys, you are sending in so many Willy related icks, right? When he's standing with a t-shirt on with nothing at the bottom, Willy just perched. I love how both people have called it a Willy. Like, Willy just perched and she's put a sick face.
Oh no.
What is this episode, Lauren?
We thought last week was chaotic. Oh my God.
No. Do you know what's actually an ick? When men clench their bum. When they clench their bum. That is, oh my God, no. Did you ever see, like, no, this is gonna, like, this is gonna sound so weird, but you ever see, like, when a man is, like, doing the deed, but their bum is clenching and unclenching and clenching and unclenching? That's such an ick. That is such an ick.
How are you even seeing this happen? What sort of angles are you at?
Lauren, I did OF girl. Oh my God. Someone has put in, when he's in his 30s and still living with mommy. See, I feel like that we can't call that an ick in this environment, in this economy. The housing crisis. I feel like everyone's living with their mommy in their 30s. Like, I feel like that's like a normal thing now. Someone, Erin said, when a lad throws shit at me.
What? Does she mean literal shit, or does she mean like, you know, throwing stuff at her?
I think she means literal shit. Erin, if there's men throwing shit at you, that's like not okay.
And ick is the least of your problems, love.
Yeah, you need to go to the police, darling. Oh. Oh my God. Someone said farting and smelling their own farts.
What fella doesn't do that though? Let's be real.
Everyone does that. Like, let's be real. Everyone has smelt their own fart in their life, guys. Like, let's not. Do you know what I actually hate? And this is one of my biggest icks. People that pretend they don't pick their nose. Like, everyone fucking picks their nose and you've all smelt your own farts. So stop that now. Right now.
Talk of bollocks, I always say that you have two types of people in life. You have the people that piss in the shower and lawyers.
Yeah, I always pee in the shower. Honestly, girls. See, I am the ick. I'm literally the ick. No, I don't always pee in the shower. But if I'm in the shower and I need to pee, what do you think? I'm getting out of the shower to go pee in the toilet?
No, 100%. It's just convenient.
Yeah, it's right fucking there. It's right there. And sometimes it's nice, the little warm tingle. The little warm tingle down
Eve
your leg.
Eve is fully exposing herself.
What has this become? Like, so far, the main topic of conversation this week has been tuna, willies, poo, pee. Oh my God.
Niamh, you're not allowed any more coffee before
no,
you're here again.
Guys, I had a hot chocolate. That doesn't have caffeine in it. Wow. But I've drank a whole can
even
of Monster.
Worse.
Oh, when he likes girls' bikini pictures but goes mad at you for posting yours. So many men are like that. What is the crack with that? What is actually the crack with that?
Like, surely, like, I don't know about you, but I know my fella would be like, you look great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely he would. Some of the pictures, most of the pictures of my arse on Instagram, Alex has told me to post. Because he's like, your arse looks great. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a confident and secure man would want you to post the bikini pic because they want to be like, yeah, that's my bitch. You know what I mean?
Here's one that I know Niamh will definitely not agree with being an ick. They believe in conspiracy theories.
No, I love conspiracy
theories. Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
See, I'm the fucking ick, Lauren. You have to, this episode actually has to be called Am I the Ick? Honestly. Slow walkers.
Fair.
Slow walkers are such, there's not, I don't even think that's an ick. I think that that's irritating. You know when you're walking and there's someone in front of you and they're walking so slow. And you know what's even worse? When there's like a group of three people and they're taking up the entire path, walking at snail's pace. Like, get out of my way. Move. Get out of my way. I get so angry.
And especially when they look back at you and realise you're trying to get past them.
Yeah.
They don't move out of the way.
Yeah. They don't care.
Here's one from Emma. It says they have holes or rips in their clothing or shoes. Oh my God, scruffy runners. I think that's really, that's a big ick for me. I don't know about you.
So Alex would agree with you that that's an ick, but I always have scruffy runners. Like my, look at my runners right now. They're scruffy.
I wash my runners, I'd say every 2 weeks.
Like. See, I'm a culchi. I feel like culchis have scruffy runners. Like, guys, is there any culchis listening? But I feel like dubs are real into their like clean runners and all that. Whereas culchis are like, love, I grew up walking in cow shit. A bit of muck is nothing. You know what I mean?
They have a messy car. What about that one?
Oh, I would just feel disgusted. Yeah, I suppose that's an ick, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Like messy, no, dirty, yeah. You know, like when people have like, you know, when there's like old, like 6 week old McDonald's chips on their car, on the seat of their car. Yeah, that's such an ick.
Because then they're like, they are literally like tipping on moldy then at that stage.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. And they're all like, you know, in the little crease of the car, there's all crumbs all along the crease. Yeah, that's such an ick. Rotten. Absolutely rotten. I hope no man, it honestly, if some man, do you know the worst part is there's some men that would bring girls into their backseat and try and do the deed with crumbs and old McDonald's chips in the car.
I have one more here from Megan and it says when they double text you. I would have found that an ick maybe when I was a teenager. I wouldn't say now. Well, I suppose it doesn't really make a difference now. Graham would hockey my phone out of it and I wouldn't think anything of it. But
no, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't think that's an ick because I'm a, do you know what I'm a bitch for? I will literally, I'll send about 10 messages, but it's all the one thing. Like in one go, I'll be like, hi, where are you? Next message. I'm just recording my podcast. Next message. What's for dinner? You know what I mean? I do that all the time.
Okay. I think I have a really good one. When they confidently sing the wrong lyrics to a song.
Guys, I'm emotionless. I'm devoid of emotion. I'm a psychopath. Like, I don't think I would find that an ick. Maybe I would. I don't know. See, I feel like I do that all the time.
I would like, you know, if you went to a concert with them, they're like, oh, this is my favourite.
Oh, yeah. Like if
and
they,
then they still don't know the lyrics. I'm like, if they're your favourite band, how do you not know the words?
See, I feel like all the,
they don't know how to swim.
I can't swim. Guys, yous are targeting me with these icks. I can't swim, you bitches. I feel like you're... I am the ick, Lauren. I'm actually... I know I've said it 100 times, but this is why, like, when we were saying this week's episode was going to be icks, I was in my head going, how am I going to even think of any? Because everything that people consider an ick is, like, me.
So I have some stats here for you.
Okay.
And it says, a poll of 2,000 adults found that half of the respondents, which was 49%, had broken up with their partners because of an ick. Around 12% of respondents said they've broken up with someone because they were obsessed with star signs, while 11% said they got the ick when their partner clapped when a plane landed. 1 in 10 men claimed that they would call it quits with someone who wanted to share food on a first date. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a very good one.
That is an ick.
While 14% of women polled said a major turnoff would be their partner referring to a football team they support as we.
Oh, yeah, that's... and but all men do that. All men do that. Like, Alex does that. And he's not even mad into football. I feel like that's like a thing that men do. They feel like they are part... They think they're the team.
The biggest ick noted by respondents was someone who smelled bad or pretended to be more knowledgeable about something than they really were.
Oh, smell is the bit. I feel like smell is everyone's biggest ick. Like, bad breath, bad body odor, whatever it might be. I feel like that's the biggest ick for everybody because that's the first thing you notice. You know, when I meet people, the very first thing that I take in about them is their smell.
Have you ever broken up with somebody because of something that they've done? Like, you know, say, like, giving you an ick, say. I have a perfect example. I remember years ago, I was going out with a guy, and now I was a teenager at the time. And I remember me and my friends and his friends all went out on a beach day during the summer.
Yeah.
And he wore these shorts to get in the water that were quite clearly too small for him. And he fell over in the sea. And when he got out, he had a massive tear on his arse of the shorts. And I was so mortified when he got out of the water that, like, on the way home, I broke up with him.
No way.
I swear to God.
No way.
I was so embarrassed. I don't deal with embarrassment
very
well.
Oh, my God. No, I do. So I was with this guy once, right? And this is like, I don't know how, I actually don't know. You might have to bleep this, Lauren. But I was with this guy once, and whenever, so he was like kind of into things that are illegal, okay? And when I would go on a night out, number one, this guy icked me so, for so many reasons, right? First one is when he would go on a night out, I would not text him. And he started going mad that I wasn't texting him and hounding him when he was on a night out. So he was so needy. That was the biggest ick. The second thing, I would go on a night out and he would sit at home doing things that were illegal by himself. That icked me and I broke up with him. So I suppose, yeah, I did. But I feel like everyone would get the ick from that. Like, that's so gross. Like, why was I even devaluing myself by being with, I don't know. Girls, we've all been there.
We are almost an hour into recording, I think, now at this stage.
Oh my God, and right, okay.
We have gone off on thousands of tangents. I have had far too much input in this episode.
No, I love it. I was only saying to Lauren, people love her. I feel like it's unscripted with Niamh and Lauren. Lauren's like a part of the pod.
Niamh, guys. It's on Niamh. I just like to stick my oar in sometimes.
No, encourage Lauren because I love having her on the mic. It's nice to have somebody to go back and forward with.
Right, well, we go on to True or Tattle.
Yeah, we better go on to True or Tattle.
Okay. So this week's Truth or Tattle comes in from Quiva. Guys, I'm literally after blasting these eardrums out of it with this week's Truth or Tattle. Sorry,
I'm after like throwing the headset across the room.
Oh, God, we're both getting sacked. Right, I've turned it down this time.
Hey, so the story was out in the pub one night and was meant to walk out into the smoking area. Got ran over by a mobility scooter that flung me across the floor and then proceeded to reverse back over me while I was on the floor, leaving me with a fractured foot, fractured finger and fractured shoulder. Got sent to A&E, obviously. And then when I was in A&E, then the result was that I had to go and get sent to a care home for a few months before I could return back home. That was all over mobility scooter.
Oh, right. So I was convinced. I was convinced that that was true. Up until the very end, she let off a little giggle. That's making me question if it's true or not. I feel like the giggle was giving deception. The giggle was giving deception. But I want to say it's true because, like, who the fuck is going to make up that they fractured their soul? Like, if I was going to make up, yeah, a story, I would say, like, I broke my arm. I wouldn't say, like, I fractured my shoulder and everything else. So I'm going to say true.
Guys, we need to get better at these. She's right again.
I've literally got every single one of these right. Literally every single one.
No, 100% right. Quiva did get run over by a mobility scooter and she did, in fact, end up in a care home.
Jesus, Quiva, are you okay now? Oh my God.
You okay, hon?
One like, one prayer for Quiva because that is rough. That is rough. A mobility scooter as well. Is a mobility... So you can't even really, like... Is a mobility scooter the ones that they have the four wheels?
Yeah, like the ones that the old people do go on when you're on your
own. Oh my God, was it an old person?
I don't know. We need to know, Quiva. Please give us all the details.
We need to know more details because if it was an old person, I would feel too... Wait, was there someone on the mobility scooter? Like, did they drive over you and reverse back over you?
She said they reversed, so somebody would be driving it. So This person had it out for Cuiva.
What the hell? Cuiva, please, can you give the full story in DMs? Because I'm dying to know, like, why the fuck was someone running over? Not just running over you. They ran over you and then reversed back over you, like, repeatedly ran. What did you do to this person? We need to know.
Please, Cuiva, fill us in, and I'll read it out on next week's episode.
Right, guys, this whole episode is being chaotic, so let's get to something a little bit more routine. Let's go into our dilemmas.
Okay, so our first dilemma says, hello, Niamh. Need to start this off by saying how unreal you are and think you are smashing it. Would love some advice on a recent breakup. My ex and I were together for about 2 years. We had a great relationship and I was convinced that it was for me. But at the start of this year, we fell into a bit of a rut. I was putting everything into it to fix it. We took a break and got back together. He then told me, although he loved me so much and cared about me, ultimately he didn't want a relationship and that he wanted time alone to work on himself and focus on his career, etc. We had both talked a lot about our future together, so of course I was heartbroken at the time. After a lot of tears and conversations, I respected his decision and was okay with the idea of him wanting to better himself, and unfortunately just wouldn't be a part of that. Fast forward to now, I get told he has a girlfriend who he started seeing a month after we ended. I can laugh about it now as I'm in a much better place, but there's also a piece of me that is devastated and wonder what I did wrong those months ago. I'm glad I only found out now, because if I found out before this, I'd be in bits. To make matters worse, she even has the same name as me. Any advice on how to stop these thoughts coming into my head? Thanks in advance and lots of love.
Oh my God, what the heck? The same name. That is wild.
You obviously didn't want to get confused.
Yeah. Guys, I am too chaotic for dilemmas today. I swear to God, my brain is like going at 100 miles an hour. My advice would be, fuck that bitch. No. My advice would be, honestly, imagine this man is so devoid of any sort of imagination that he can't even pick a girl that has a different name than you. That would be my advice. Why are you wasting tears on a man that is that devoid of imagination? Seriously, like, that's an ick. This episode is icks. That's an ick. That's such an ick. I understand why you feel the way you do. I feel like when someone like moves on quickly, that's obviously going to cut deep. But he's not your person. Like, it's just that simple. He is not your person. My best advice is to, I don't know, I feel like there's not really any advice I can give you. There's more like encouragement. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I can more encourage you to know that, like, okay, number one, it's nothing got to do with you. Sometimes people, like, this is where I feel like a bit of a hypocrite, because me and Alex both, like, literally had only just gotten out of relationships when we got with each other. So, and it was nothing to do with, like, anybody. Number one, that girl could be a rebound. It sounds like she probably is a rebound because she has the same name as you. But number two, it doesn't mean anything on you, the fact that he like rushed into another relationship. And like, yeah, I don't know. This is a difficult one because I feel like there's not any advice that I can give you that's going to make it better. There's more encouragement to know that like you're worth so much more than that. And you are a bigger and better person than he is, clearly. And yeah, he's obviously just rushed into another relationship for whatever reason. Okay, I think the part maybe that is cutting deep is the fact that he told you that he didn't want a relationship because he wanted to work on himself and work on his career. But I feel like that's just what people say, isn't it? Like, I feel like people say that to kind of soften the blow when they break up with someone. I don't think that they ever like properly mean it, you know? Like, maybe they do mean it. Maybe some people do. But I don't know. I feel like, number one, I feel like you have dodged a bullet here, because any man that can, number one, lie to you, and number two, in a month later, just get with someone else, you're wasting your time with them in the first place. So you're better off without him. So yeah, I feel like instead of giving advice, I'm just going to give you encouragement. And maybe some advice would be just loads of, like, I feel like the advice after a breakup is always loads of self-care. Spend a lot of time with your friends. But also, I suppose, I think it's normal to have thoughts like that. I think that's a normal kind of thing to go through and a normal phase to go through. But as long as you know, they are just thoughts. They are not reality. It's nothing to do with you. This man was going to do it regardless. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel like a bit stuck on this one. I'm not really... I feel like there's no advice I can give you. It's more just encouragement to know it's nothing to do with you. You're beautiful. You're amazing. My advice is go get another man. No, that's bad advice. Don't take that.
So your next dilemma says, "Hi, Niamh. I hope you are well. I have a dilemma for you. I have been friends with this guy for almost a year. It feels like five. He finished college and now he's doing a master's somewhere else. We've always been obsessed with each other. We live 3.5 hours away from each other's homes and he's making the effort to see me every Thursday and Sunday we aren't together. But I always overthink everything. Don't get me wrong, I love how things are and he treats me great, so I don't know what to do. I don't know how the distance will go because I start placement soon at home and I'm working 5 days a week. I just don't know what to do, Niamh. I'm so lost and worried about different outcomes. All my love."
Okay, so it sounds like you might be like worried about having a little bit of anxiety due to the distance. I think there's so many people that go through long distance in their relationship and it actually makes the relationship stronger in the long term. So that's definitely one thing to keep in mind. It sounds like you're super happy and you're just struggling with some like normal anxiety, which is like totally normal, especially when you have... You know, you're in college, you're doing placement, which placement is nursing, isn't it? My sister done placement and she was a nurse. I think that's...
Yeah, I think you can do it in a few places, but like, I think it's mainly kind of nursing.
Nursing. So it sounds like you're probably doing nursing. So, yeah, to be honest, to me, it sounds like you're getting into your own head. Like, if this boy is making an effort to see you twice a week and you live 3.5 hours away, I don't think you have anything to worry about. I genuinely think you're just getting into your own head, freaking yourself out and worrying about outcomes that like haven't happened yet. And I think we're all guilty of doing that. Like we all do that. But for now, it sounds like he's really into you. And oh my God, hold on. She's only friends with this guy. I have been friends with this guy. Is it friends or boyfriends? Right, girl, I am so confused because when I was rereading over this dilemma, it says, "I've been friends with this guy." This guy sounds like your boyfriend. Is it friends or boyfriends? Because that changes everything. I was reading it as if he was your boyfriend and not your friend. It sounds like you might have feelings for this guy. I don't know. Am I overthinking that, Lauren? Does it sound like
no,
she has feelings?
No, I think it does sound like she has feelings.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you have feelings for this guy. Is that why you're freaked? Okay, it makes more sense now.
The fact that a friend is putting in that much effort, like, oh my God, green flags everywhere.
Yeah, that's such a green flag. That is such a green flag. And she said they're obsessed with each other. This is why I am confused. We might need you to like...
Follow up with us.
Yeah, we might need you to follow up because I am confused by this dilemma because you've said I've been friends with this guy for almost a year. And then you've said we have always been obsessed with each other. So it sounds to me, I'm going to go with the vibe that yous are friends, but you have feelings for him and you're afraid that this distance is going to prevent anything further from happening. But I don't think that's true. If he's making an effort to see you twice a week and yous are just friends... Girl, you ain't got nothing to worry about. That boy is obsessed with you. And it sounds like you are obsessed with him too. But yeah, can you... I feel like I can't give you like proper advice until I really know the full story. So could you follow up with us and just clarify that? And then maybe, I don't know, maybe I can further give you advice. But for now, I would say, girl, you ain't got nothing to worry about because this boy who's your friend is making an effort to see you twice a week and you live 3.5 hours away. Honestly, that's a sign that he's like into you, like he likes you. Maybe we're like, imagine she's like, no, we're just friends. And we're like,
we're planting seeds here.
We're like planning the wedding. We're like wanting invitations.
So the last dilemma I have for you says, "Hi, Niamh. My current dilemma is one I genuinely didn't ever see me facing. I recently found out that my now ex-boyfriend and baby's father had been emotionally cheating on me for our entire relationship with his ex-girlfriend. We live together and we have a baby. This has obviously left me heartbroken. I ended up messaging the ex to get the gist of what has gone on And when I found out the messages between them, I physically threw up and I couldn't even read them properly. She has told me that it was basically nothing. They'd met up once 2 years ago when I was pregnant, but didn't sleep together, just kissed. She was so nicey-nicey and told me that she basically played no part and thought that I and him were finished. So, of course, I was kind to her too. Obviously, me and him split, but we still have to live together as of now. After I had found everything out, I ended up logging back into the app that they used to talk on and read everything thoroughly this time and found out they'd been having phone calls and even going as far as emailing each other. The stuff I read was disgusting, including nudes, sexting, and both of them speaking so horribly about me while I was pregnant and after. He's my issue. I had discovered she also had a boyfriend and has been emotionally, and as far as I know, only once physically, but who knows, cheating on him for the last 4 years. I'm in a debate with myself whether to reach out and let him know or not. I don't think it's fair that he's so oblivious, but also not sure if I want to tell him to be petty and get back at her, in a sense. I don't want to hurt anybody, but I know how much this hurt me and I almost feel like I'm enabling this behaviour. Help.
Oh my God. Right, I think number one, I think that he's done more than emotionally cheat, and so has she. I actually think that they've just cheated. Like, number one, I think emotionally cheating is even worse than, like, you know, if someone cheats on you and they just go and have a one night stand. I, like, cheating is bad full stop, but emotional, like, where there's like a deep emotional connection and they're talking every single day, I feel like that's even worse. I would 120% tell him, because imagine the heartache he's going to feel when he finds out, because he will eventually find out, and it's going to have gone on for even longer and been hidden for even longer. So I would 120% tell him, like, whatever about being petty, yeah, be petty. Like, that's probably the reason I would tell him, to be honest. But also, I feel like he's owed knowing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he should know that. I think both of them, like, to talk about a woman while she's pregnant with your child, you have to be the lowest of the low. Like, the lowest of the low. It makes me sad that you're even stuck in a house with that absolute waste of space. Like, seriously. And I really hope, I'm proud of you for breaking up with him. And I really hope that you never, ever, ever get back with him. Because trust me, if a man can speak about you and cheat on you while you are pregnant, he has zero respect for you. And he deserves zero fucking respect from you, honestly. But I would 1,000,000%, I would tell him. Like, do you know what? I probably would tell him to be petty. Yeah, be petty. This girl, she knew about you. Of course she did. How could she not know about you? So that's a lie, number one. But this girl has essentially not, like, the boy and the girl are equally to blame. But for a girl to talk horrifically about a woman while she's pregnant to that woman's boyfriend and knowingly cheat while a woman is pregnant, nah, scum. And I think you should tell him.
Sure, he has nothing but to benefit from anyway by finding out.
Yeah.
I, for one, can say I went out with a guy years ago and he was messaging girls. This will just tell you everything you need to know about this fella. He was messaging girls through Twitter while he was with me. And one of the girls messaged me and said, hey, are you with this guy? Because I think he's texting me and I've been texting him back. And he 100% had, and she showed me the messages. And me and her are still really, really good friends. And this was years ago.
Yeah.
And we made really good friends over. So you never know, you can make friends out of it. Shout out to Robin.
Exactly. Exactly. Who knows? Do you know what would be the queen of the petty? Imagine you and him. That'd be the pettiest shit ever. No, honestly, I know this is actually, I shouldn't be laughing because this is a fucking really serious
thing. There's a child
thing.
Involved.
Yeah, this is a really serious thing. Sorry, my brain is just like, how can we get back at them? You know what I mean? But honestly, I'm proud of you for leaving. I really, really hope that you don't go back there, please. No matter what. I know a lot of people get back with people like that because it's like, oh, well, there's a child. Trust and believe you're doing the best thing for your child by separating from him. And also, yeah, I would 1,000,000% tell him. And just as Lauren said, he can only benefit from it. At the end of the day, imagine he spends his whole life not knowing and walks down the aisle with this girl who's done all this behind his back. Like, you're going to be doing him a favour telling him. So yeah, tell him and let us know how it goes. Right, guys, that is the end of episode 9. Is it episode 9 already?
It is episode 9, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're nearly on episode 10. That is crazy. That is crazy. Yeah, we're at the end of episode 9. Guys, my brain is frazzled. You know when you genuinely feel frazzled? That's how I feel at the end of that episode. I think those icks just sent me west. They sent me splats. It was a roller coaster of emotions. Guys, we absolutely love the dilemmas. We love answering them. I feel like they're getting juicier and juicier every week. So please, 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 if you want to get involved, make sure that you send your dilemmas over to us. You can either send them to our Instagram at unscriptedgoloud, or you can send them to us via email at unscripted@goloudnow.com. Also, please make sure to keep sending us your truth and tattles in voice note form to our Instagram page. Guys, I don't run the Instagram, so I won't hear them. So make sure you send them and also send whether they are a truth or a tattle. Guys, my brain is absolutely frazzled. I feel like I'm after, I don't know, I feel like I'm after running a marathon. I feel like I'm after running the Dublin Marathon after that episode. So I'm going to let yous go. I hope yous all have a lovely day and I love you all. Mwah.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.